Today's digest for June 1st, 2026. 10 stories today spanning Cloud Agent infrastructure, AI security, frontier hardware, and a mathematics milestone that has researchers genuinely rattled. We've got new ways for agents to run code safely, fresh vulnerabilities already under active attack, and a look at where consumer silicon is heading next. Here's the rundown. We start with infrastructure for Cloud itself. Cloudflare and Anthropic have launched a way to run Claude-managed agents inside Cloudflare's network, and the core idea is worth pausing on. They call it decoupling the brain from the hands. The agent's reasoning loop stays on Anthropic's platform, the brain, while the code those agents execute runs somewhere isolated. The hands developers pick the runtime that fits the job, full Linux micro virtual machines for heavy work, or lightweight isolates that scale to thousands of concurrent agents. Security is baked in. Outbound proxies inject credentials and block data from leaking out, and private networking lets agents reach internal services without exposing them to the public internet. Every agent ships with audit trails and session recordings by default. It's a concrete answer to the question every team deploying agents eventually hits: where does the untrusted code run? Next up, Anthropic is handing a powerful and slightly unnerving tool to European regulators. The company is giving the European Union's cybersecurity agency, known as ENISA, access to Mythos, an AI system that can both find software vulnerabilities and chain them into complete working attacks. ENISA joins a small vetted group under an Anthropic program called Project Glasswing, whose members, including major tech firms and the Linux Foundation, may use the model strictly for defense. The capability figures are the eye-opening part. Anthropic says Mythos has flagged more than 10,000 critical software flaws in a single month, and in testing it pulled off fully autonomous exploits about 72% of the time. It's a vivid snapshot of where AI security is heading. The same model that can independently discover and weaponize bugs is now being placed under tight restriction with the people defending critical infrastructure. Moving to a genuine research milestone, an OpenAI model has disproved the Erdos unit distance conjecture, a problem in discrete geometry that stood for roughly 80 years. The conjecture predicted a tight ceiling on how many pairs of points can sit exactly one unit apart. The model showed that ceiling was wrong, constructing a more intricate arrangement that packs in more unit distance pairs than mathematicians believed possible. Tim Gowers, a Fields Medal winner, called it a milestone in AI mathematics, and it may be the first time an AI system has resolved a major open conjecture on its own. The caveat matters too. This came from a general purpose reasoning model, not a system custom built from math or aimed at this one problem, which is part of why it landed so hard. External mathematicians have since checked the proof and written a companion paper, and one of them, Will Sowen, sharpened the result even further. Also today, a quieter but foundational piece of agent plumbing. The Linux Foundation has launched a project called DNS Aid that lets AI agents find and verify each other using the domain name system, the same address book that roots the web. Originally built by Infoblox, it leans on existing DNS record types plus cryptographic signing to build a chain of trust running from the DNS root down to an individual agent. Agents publish their details, the protocols they speak, and what they can do under standardized names other agents can look up directly. There's a reference implementation with a Python toolkit and support for the major DNS providers, and early backers include Cloudflare, GoDaddy, Infoblox, and Equinix. The bet underneath is simple. The agentic internet will run on the same boring, battle-tested infrastructure that carried the web for decades, not a proprietary directory owned by one vendor. Onto an active threat. Attackers are exploiting an authentication bypass in Palo Alto Networks' Global Protect VPN, which spans the company's firewalls and its Prisma access service. The flaw lets a remote, unauthenticated attacker forge a valid session cookie when a particular certificate setting is in place, slipping past login entirely. Palo Alto disclosed it in mid-May, and exploitation followed fast. Security firm Rapid7 watched two waves of attacks days apart, both traced to the same actor by matching spoofed hardware addresses. The company says the appliance accepted the forged cookie in 8 of 10 affected customers, though no successful movement deeper into networks has been confirmed yet. The fix is the usual urgent trio: patch to a fixed version, disable the authentication override feature, or lock it down with a dedicated certificate. America's Cyber Defense Agency added the bug to its known exploited list and set a hard deadline for federal systems. Here's a clever and unsettling piece of security research. A technique called Frost out of Graz University of Technology in Austria lets a malicious website spy on what else you're doing using nothing but JavaScript in your browser. It abuses a newer browser feature, the Origin Private File System, which lets a page write files to your disk without asking permission. The attacker's code quietly creates a giant file that hogs most of your free space, then hammers it with tiny reads. When you open another app or site, its disk activity competes with those reads and creates timing spikes. The attacker can measure. From those spikes alone, the researchers identified which websites a victim visited with about 89% accuracy and which applications were running with about 96% accuracy. No permission prompts, no clicks, nothing suspicious to notice. The work is set to be presented at a security conference in July. In the data wars, Strava is fortifying its walls ahead of going public. The fitness platform is rolling out a flat monthly fee, around $12, for developers who use its programming interface, and it now requires authentication to reach data that used to be open, like public profiles and club listings. Chief Executive Michael Martin was blunt about why, saying AI companies are ruthlessly scraping public websites to feed an endless appetite for training data, and that the scraping was degrading Strava's own systems. The company is retiring some interface endpoints and plans to support the Model Context Protocol, giving it tighter control over exactly what data flows to outside apps. Strava argues a flat fee keeps the developer ecosystem healthier than charging per request. The timing is no accident. With a stock market debut on the horizon, showing firm control over user data is a message aimed squarely at investors. For something more reflective, Simon Willison has a post worth sitting with, riffing on a piece by a developer named David Wilson. Wilson cataloged more than 16 projects he'd spun up in AI coding sessions, where a request for a quick script kept ballooning into a full application. His framing is that AI tooling acts as an attention amplifier. You can generate a polished, plausible-looking project in under an hour, far faster than you could ever realistically maintain or finish it. Willison agrees the code is often genuinely solid, but warns that the sheer volume of instantly created projects outruns anyone's capacity to be a steward of them. The cheap satisfaction of building, he suggests, can quietly outpace the actual value created. He also flags a sharp counterpoint from readers with attention disorders, who say these same agents are finally helping them focus and finish, which hints the real answer depends a lot on the person holding the tool. On the hardware front, NVIDIA is officially becoming a PC chipmaker. At Computex, Chief Executive Jensen Huang unveiled the RTX Spark, the chip line previously codenamed N1 and N1X, and pitched it as the most efficient PC chip ever built. This isn't just a graphics card, it's a complete computing platform pairing up to 20 ARM processor cores with a Blackwell graphics engine and a hefty 128 gigabytes of unified memory. NVIDIA is positioning it to power a wave of premium Windows laptops and small desktops, taking direct aim at Apple Silicon and the long-standing Intel and AMD order. The partner list is broad, spanning Asus, Dell, HP, Lenovo, and Microsoft Surface line, with the company expecting more than 30 laptops and 10 desktops to ship. The machines arrive this fall, and the framing threat was about turning Windows into an AI-first operating system built for agents. And we close with a frontier science first. Chinese regulators have approved the world's first invasive brain-computer interface for use beyond clinical trials. The device, called INAO, comes from a Shanghai startup, Neuracle Technology, working with Tsinghua University. The patient, a 39-year-old man paralyzed from the neck down after a 2018 accident, regained the ability to write and grasp objects after getting the implant. The clever part of INAO's design is that it rests sensors on the protective membrane over the brain rather than piercing the cortex itself, which lowers the risk of bleeding and scarring compared with a more deeply embedded chip like Neuralink's. China's faster regulatory path and heavy state backing got it approved years ahead of timelines typical elsewhere, and it's already folded into the national health insurance system. More implants are expected within a couple of years, putting China out front in a field that still sounds like science fiction, but is quietly becoming medicine. That's the digest for June 1st. 10 stories. From Claude agents running in lockdown sandboxes to a brain implant rewriting what's medically possible, with a decades-old math proof and an active firewall exploit in between. Quite a day. Thanks for listening, and I'll be back tomorrow with the next rundown.